Hi there, it's Wendy in for Lisa, and I like to call him Mr. Olympics. He's Ryan Burrow in the studio with us, and what perfect timing.
Yeah, the U.S. just walked out. If you're watching the live programming right now, if you're going to wait till the evening, I don't think we're giving any spoilers away. We already knew who the flag bearers were going to be. It's Frank Del Duca right now and Aaron Jackson, the speed skater. Frank Del Duca is a bobsledder. So, yeah, they already made it out, and the vice president and the vice was the first vice lady.
I don't know his wife
and his wife, second lady. There we go.
Thank you, Mary. The voice of reason.
Appreciate it.
I love their beautiful outfits.
You can go to Ralph Lauren right now and buy one for $800.
Yeah. Oh, you have to see their jackets, Wendy.
It's gorgeous. I am seeing it. It's really great looking. So I am excited about the Olympics. I don't love every single thing that's going on with our country right now, but when I see that giant flag and I see our athletes, it's a goosebump moment.
That's what the opening ceremonies are all about, coming together, right? All these nations. It's kind of weird about this one. Not weird, but some might say it's kind of cool. The locations for these opening ceremonies are happening in four different places across Italy, Milan,
cool.
Cortina. So you don't actually have to be in one centralized location. It's made for a little bit of a challenge as far as security and transportation goes, but yeah, they kind of spread them out across the entire country.
All right, so you are the news director here at WGN Radio, and you're doing the
so
quest
far, yeah.
for
for now.
Second lady. You're doing the quest for gold, and what do we need to know? Give us a little preview of what we should be looking for if we're going to watch tonight.
All right, 2 weeks. You're going to watch the opening ceremony tonight. No no events, no medals until tomorrow. Tomorrow's going to kick off. We got a few events, including the downhill. It's going to be the men's downhill, not the women's downhill. We've got speed skating's going to get underway. Big air. The snowboarding's going to get underway. We've already got curling, women's hockey underway, so that's always going to be fun to watch. I mean, the headlines going in are never what the headlines are going out. We will see. The headlines going in, what's going to happen with Lindsey Vonn? What's going to happen with that left knee? She's been training on it. She did a downhill race today, finished 11th, which didn't matter. Doesn't go to meddling. She just needed to complete one training to show that she's good to go. She's good to go. I talked with a doctor from Northwestern Medicine this afternoon. She told me that Lindsey Vonn is at a different level. If you or I were to tear our ACLs, we'd be, first of all,
even
crying.
Stand.
Well, not so much stand, but the thought of getting up on skis and cutting back and forth is just not something. But we watched some of her training videos and some of the stuff she's doing. I couldn't do that stuff even with two good ACLs. So we'll see. She's going to wear the brace. The brace is not a crutch. It's not a fail-safe wearing this brace. It might give her more confidence, but basically her job right now is to put this thought of that knee, and if you've ever torn before, you can never get that feeling out of your brain about it slipping out of place. But if she's able to do that and she's able to go hard and at her best, she's going to be hard to beat. So I don't know. We'll see what happens with
the
downhill.
That's exciting. That is a story in itself. I heard you on with John Records Landecker last night, and even just her finishing is a huge story.
I think she'd rather do more than just finish, but
right.
Yeah, I because she had a 30% chance on the downhill of winning according to the analytics, and now it's down to below 1%. So, you know, but hey, do you blame anyone for that reduction? I mean, it's just the injury is going to change things quite a bit, especially when you're talking to fractions of a second.
Oh boy. All right, and you were talking about a new event like Mo Money or something.
Mo Money,
week.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I can't remember
it's,
what it was.
Basically, you run up a hill and then you throw money down it.
No, it's
Ski-Mo. It is. I like it. No,
I was half listening last night.
Yeah, no, it's good. They would appreciate that. You got to get up and down a mountain basically without a ski lift. Figure it out. So you got to have equipment to climb.
Stamina.
And then you have to have your equipment to get down. You have to have your skis to get down, and it's a team event, a mixed team event. Cam Smith is the Rockford male who will be competing in that for us. So, shout out to Rockford.
All right, and did you know? And I found these random fun facts.
Oh boy.
And I sometimes don't know if they're accurate, but competitive art used to be an Olympic sport. Between 1912 and 1948, the International Sporting Event awarded medals for music, painting, sculpture, and architecture.
I thought maybe you had to be named art, but no, okay, great.
So I don't know if this is true, but if that is true, I think that's fascinating because not everyone is an athlete.
No.
I think they should bring it back.
Bring back the art competition.
That came up during the Summer Olympics just was 2 years ago. And
they want to bring it back?
They do want to bring it back.
I think that should happen because, you know,
How about they do cooking competitions? Because you had some of the fare that we've got going on in the newsroom, didn't you?
Yeah. Okay. First of all,
Mary, you might want to chime in here.
But I just want to. Bob Kessler made focaccia, and it was delicious. And I'm sensing I'm tasting a little olive oil, salt, mm-hmm. and rosemary,
and oregano.
Garlic, isn't there?
No garlic.
No, I didn't taste that. Oh. But okay, the piece de resistance. If you will, oui. Oh, my God, your brownies. What are those called, Mary?
I'm not going to say.
Why?
I don't know. I don't know. I feel weird saying the word. But, yeah.
What's the word, Mary?
Say the word, Mary.
Yeah. It begins with an O.
Ocelot?
No.
What? These are inappropriate named brownies?
Well, actually, I did get them out of the Midwest magazine. You know that magazine, Midwest magazine?
No,
hello,
but
hello?
It's okay.
Okay, so they were called Sheila's Brownies in the magazine, but when I brought them to a party one time, somebody renamed them, and that's what I call them.
The Big O?
Yes. Definitely.
What?
And they are.
How many did you have?
Did Kyle say what? I'll have what you're having.
Because I only had one, but I want a couple more.
Oh, that's the name of the brownie, the
yes.
Big O? Oh, that's
right.
Something we can't
not
say.
Orion Samuelson, yeah, we've changed now. Sorry, Orion.
Okay.
Thank you to Ryan Burrow for planting that seed.
Yeah.
So it's this thick layer of chocolate that when you bite it, seriously, your tooth mark goes in it. It's so thick and rich and awesome. What's that white layer underneath?
That would be powdered sugar, vanilla, milk, and butter.
Who gave it the new name?
I don't remember who it was. Oh, I was at some party. I don't remember. I think I had a couple glasses of wine, so don't ask me that.
Well, I'm going to go in the newsroom and have my second one.
Go ahead.
So in the meantime,
I have to bring them to like every party now.
Oh, I would like that recipe. I'm not a good baker, but I would like to try it. Ryan Burrow, thank you so much, and go USA.
Sure. Woo! See you.